is tweeting about tariffs again. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
The president says it's simple. Trade partners can either negotiate a fair deal with the U.S. or get hit with tariffs, which he says are the greatest. He's threatening more tariffs on partners a day before meeting at the White House with European officials amid an ongoing trade dispute over his steel import tariffs, which is threatening to spread to automobile production.
Maybe we can work something out.
The president said yesterday America for years has let other nations essentially steal its jobs and factories through unfair trade deals. He says the era of fool's trade is now over. Sagar Magani, Washington.
North Korea appears to have started dismantling key facilities at its main satellite launch site in a step toward fulfilling a commitment made by leader Kim Jong-un at his summit with President Trump in June. The AP's Charles de Ledesma has more.
The North Korea Focus 38 North website says recent commercial satellite images indicate Pyongyang has begun dismantling key facilities at the Sohae launch site. The facilities include a rocket engine test stand used to develop liquid fuel engines for ballistic missiles and space launch vehicles, and a rail mounting processing building where space launch vehicles were assembled before being moved to the launch pad. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Laos state media says several people have been killed and hundreds more are missing after the collapse of a hydroelectric dam in Atapeu province. The collapse of the Sepian Sen Nam Noi Dam released large waves of water throughout the district, washing away hundreds of homes and leaving scores of residents homeless. The dam was made by a joint venture between South Korean companies with Thai and Lao partners and was still under construction. This is VOA News. The Israeli military says a Syrian plane is shot.